Monumental Savings Event is happening now at Unclick Freight Furniture. Shop an unmatched selection of styles now 20% off. Plus, take time to pay with 5 years no-interest financing. Fine guaranteed, lowest prices on home accents starting at just $129. Doorbuster Living Room Finds over 40% off. Can't miss marble dining sets under $700. Plus, thousands off complete bedroom additions. Hurry to shop these monumental savings in-store at Unclaimed Freight Furniture or shop now at unclaimedfreightfurniture.com.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to my podcast, Delhi Decoded. I'm Pritika Khanna, a journalist with Mint, and I'm here to discuss a place that's very close to our hearts, even though it causes us a lot of pain. Hamari apni Delhi. For the first episode, I want to discuss with you about something that affects one-third of the voter population, unauthorized colonies. Having spent the last decade living in one, it has its own share of stories. But now, with assembly elections in Delhi, everyone wants a piece of them. Urban cities and politics are at a constant intersection, and when the city in question is Delhi, the challenge is even more. Delhi is a special state, and that means there are multiple levels of governance, which makes the intersection between urban governance and politics even more important. While the Aam Aadmi Party government is currently in power in the state, there are certain parts and services which come directly under the central government led by the Bharatiya Janata Party. Through this podcast, I hope to discuss and put to perspective some of the stories, issues, developments, and good things that we come across in Delhi. It's election season, and Delhi will see political parties making tall claims over the work they have done, or maybe not done, in unauthorized colonies. For example, have you noticed the posters all around the city making such tall claims? Why are they important, you ask? Well, according to the latest figures, 1.46 crore residents of Delhi will go to vote on 8th February. Unauthorized colonies account for approximately 40 lakh of those. Do you think this is the first time unauthorized colonies have come up before elections? No. It's something that political parties raise before every election, and usually they're forgotten as soon as a new government comes into power. Delhi has over 1,797 of such colonies which are up for regularization. They have been constructed on public or private land without any pre-approved layouts. And who resides in them? A large number of migrant population. Initially, these colonies did not even have an official supply of water, electricity, or other basic facilities. As a resident of an unauthorized colony myself, I remember a time when the voltage was so bad that you could not run more than two appliances at the same time. But thank God that's not the case anymore. Now, the only bone of contention for these colonies is official authorization papers. According to figures declared by the Aam Aadmi Party, over 70% of these colonies now have access to basic facilities. The government claims that they have spent over 8,000 crores on development work in these colonies. The Bharatiya Janata Party, on the other hand, has brought out a bill in Parliament which will give legal framework for the regularization of these colonies, which means those who own a property in these colonies will now get ownership rights and will be able to mortgage their land. And how many houses do you think have benefited from this bill so far? Just 20. A report by Mint said that residents will also be exempted by the Central Board of Direct Tax from any tax liability that may arise during such a regularization process. With a three-cornered contest in Delhi between the Aam Aadmi Party, Bharatiya Janata Party and the Congress, stakes are very high and no party wants to let go of residents of such colonies. We will now only have to wait and see whose bet pays off, but until then, the residents of these colonies will once again get some hope. That's all from me this week. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite streaming platform for your weekly Delhi update. Do also reach out to us to share your feedback and suggestions at HT Smartcast. We are ever present on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also email us on podcast@hindustantimes.com or directly reach out to me at Pritika Khanna on Twitter. That's PRETIKAKHANNA. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.